So, do you have any questions?
Carrie Andrew.
Hi.
Journal, the local newspaper.
Hi.
What are you hearing from residents? I know you met with some of the residents just now. What are some of the stories you're hearing, and what kind of pause does that give you for how things are being handled?
So, I've spent all morning with some of the residents, and I'm very upset. Obviously, they're very upset. I just could not believe the amount of information coming in that they have, that they want to share, that it seems like nobody is listening to. They are so afraid. They get so many mixed messages. They're getting a total runaround. They want help. They make a phone call. It goes to Norfolk. Then it says call EPA. EPA says call Norfolk. They don't know where to go. They want to leave. They don't have the means to leave. People aren't coming back. Their animals are sick. Their animals are dying. I've just seen pictures of them who go to their own doctor with holes in their throat, or they're being diagnosed with chemical respiratory illness, or these rashes that obviously look painful. Listen, this has been going on for 3 weeks since the initial crash. I think we're pushing a month now, actually, March 3rd. And yet nothing has really been done that is really giving them any kind of help or answer. It's so frustrating. It's classic cover-up in an environmental disaster and running the people around in hopes that they don't figure it out, or we all go away and nobody's none the wiser, when they are literally going to be the sitting ducks here. They will be the sitting ducks that don't know their future, that are terrified. And the lack of mismanagement here is unbelievable. Everybody's seen the pictures. The pictures I was seeing up close, what was burning, the smells, it was very overwhelming to have such a close perspective today of what they went through. And I'm still absorbing, honestly, their fear and their turmoil. And I've been on a lot of environmental situations, and I've never seen anything in my life be so mismanaged, ever. You give an all clear, but yet you don't have any data, really, to prove that it is all clear. And then when the people come back and they tell you, I'm smelling stuff, we're sick, we're going to the emergency room, I can't breathe, they're just disregarded because everything is safe. It's obvious nothing is safe yet. And then when they come back, they're told, don't drink the water. But then that changed the next day. It's okay to drink the water. So it's safe, it's not. Drink the water, it's not. You're not really experiencing what you are, yet they're sick, yet they're going to the doctor. And every time they try to get answers to the EPA is deferring to Norfolk, the very fox that's in the hen house. So this is what upsets me. And it takes me all the way back to my days in Hinckley, California. We have another environmental disaster, another corporate cover-up. I'm sorry, something is not right here. Agency failures, and a really great community of really great people that deserve answers, and not just leave them here sitting and guessing what their future will be. And getting this information takes time. You guys are around town. They're doing all this aeration that could be throwing chemicals into the air. You just had independent testing come out that shows it's in the air. And then EPA Director Regan says yesterday, maybe you should keep the kids away from there. Well, maybe you should have told us that 3 weeks ago, because they've already been down here. It's just awful. And I have spent all morning with these people. I am truly upset. I cannot imagine what they've been through. But they all have the same story. They were all within this 1 mile radius and outside of it. They have Norfolk wanting to do tests. And their well water is, you know, all these colors. They're worried. They don't know what it means. What does it mean it smells? What does it mean when I come home, I can't breathe? And then the frustration that They just get run around. Every call to every agency leads right back to Norfolk. And I really want to know why they're controlling the narrative. The narrative needs to be this community and what happened to them. They are not stupid. They are not making things up. This is very real to them. And I really hope that everybody will spend time with them and go to their properties, smell it for yourself, experience it for yourself, feel what they're going through. Help answer their questions about the kids going back to school. They want to know, should they go back to school? Should they homeschool them? Can they do virtual school? There are people leaving now. There are people terrified to come back. And they're sick. I can't say it on camera, so I'm just not going to do it. I am sickened.
Knowing your experience years ago.
30 years ago. That's fine. You can date me. 30 years. It's been a long time.
You're coming here. Your experts are here. Other experts are here. The state is here telling us what they're doing. We know there are a multitude of federal class action lawsuits being pursued. You are affiliated with some of that, from what we're hearing. How do we know, despite and with respect to all of the experience, that this isn't you trying to convince these folks or whomever that you should be suing Norfolk with us, that this isn't trolling for clients in behalf of whoever you're with?
Sure. That's an actually very fair question, and I understand that. And I think over 30 years, these situations don't happen and you think the lawyers aren't going to show up. Oh, you bet they're going to show up. But at the same time, these people need to know they have legal rights. They could get totally screwed over further by Norfolk. You mentioned class actions. Listen, I'm not the attorney. I've never worked with an attorney that does class, because everybody's damages are seen the same. From my experience with Hinckley and every other environmental issue I've worked on, and I consult with firms, I'm not their employee. I'm not making a bunch of money out of this. These attorneys get upset with each other because they might be missing out on some money, but it's not going to affect me. And by the way, all the money in the world doesn't change anything for these people. Nothing. They've already lost everything and their future. So what, you're gonna have a lawsuit? Yes, the money helps, and I want people to understand that so they can get out of here, because many of them can't afford to do that. I would understand that people might think that I'm that. I've been called that. But after 30 years, I've really shown myself. I'm not here for that reason. I'm here for these people.